direction. For instance, right up here next to Maryville School is a section of homes called Belcour. Mm-hmm. And Belcour, the homes in there probably range from, oh, say, $30,000 to $40,000 homes. Mm-hmm. Well, the Blacks have moved in there, and all the whites consequently have moved out, picked up their things and left, and it's now almost totally Black in there. Mm-hmm. And it's a very nice section of town. And we have a Black family that lives up here on the corner. Nobody has objected to them living there. They, in fact, keep their yard nicer than we do. And they are much nicer than the families that have been in there before. We had one group in there that was so filthy that they just threw their trash right out the back door. I mean, there was no container or anything. It just went out the door. Mm-hmm. You know, all the carport and everywhere. And it got so bad that somebody ran in here called the health department after them, and they cleaned it up because it was just, there's no excuse for that. I just feel it breeds diseases and
yeah.
And everything else.
Okay, where would you say all the main offices of the big banks are located?
The main offices of the big banks are located probably downtown.
And the oldest and largest stores?
The oldest and largest stores. The oldest store is downtown. The Gaper still has a store downtown. Now the largest stores are out at the mall, out at Bel Air Mall.
Mm-hmm.
Although Springdale Plaza is older than Bel Air Mall.
Yeah. Now are there any religious or sections of town where there are specific religious groups, Catholic, Jewish?
Not that I know of. I don't think there's any particular section that has any more one religion in it than the other.
Okay.
Mobile is predominantly, well, there's a high Catholic camp here.
Okay. Now, would you say that, where would you say the very, very rich whites live?
The very, very rich whites live out Spring here.
Okay. And poor whites?
Poor whites, probably. Yes, some poor whites. There is a mixing of Black and white poor in this Birdville that I mentioned. It's a community area. I don't know a whole lot about other sections of town and what goes on over there. And I don't know a whole lot about the type of housing that's over there.
Okay, what about middle class?
Middle class, sort of all over.
Okay. And do any of these neighborhoods have their own commerce centers, you know, specific centers where only Blacks would go to as far as, you know, financial sections or shopping areas?
Oh, okay. I think well, Blacks go anywhere. Mm-hmm. They want to go. I think more of them go downtown to shop.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Davis Avenue has a section on it that with stores and things where they do some shopping. But they're, you know, they can go anywhere they want to.
Okay, and can you tell me about some local landmarks of Mobile?
Local landmarks, okay. The auditorium, which is mm-hmm. downtown, right off the interstate.
Yeah.
The battleship, which is off of the causeway.
Mm-hmm.
Dauphin Island is sort of a tourist attraction. Gulf Shores, but it's about 65 miles. It's in Baldwin County.
Mm-hmm.
Ballingraph Gardens. Tourist attractions. Well, I'm proud that we have a good school to go to, University of South Carolina, of course, and they're in medical school. And Spring Hill College is one of the oldest colleges, well, it might be the oldest one in Alabama, I don't know.
That's what I've heard.
It is. Well, I know it's pretty old.
Mm-hmm.